Troy, you guys are 4-1-1 against the Marlies this season. Kind of in your opinion, what's been the difference there to get that winning record?
Oh, I'm not quite sure there's any significance to it. I just think that, you know, obviously it's an arch rival and important games. And, you know, we tend to, so far, except for the, probably the one game here where we got beat 8-2, we've played some good hockey. And, you know, tonight was an important game. And obviously we've had a lot of roster fluctuation this season. And tonight was one of those nights where I thought we had a real good lineup. And on top of that, everybody came to play.
What do you guys have to do tomorrow to make sure there isn't a letdown after tonight?
Well, I think if you look at the standings, there should not be a letdown. You know, I know it's always difficult to win the back-to-back when you're playing the same opponent. But at the same time, if you look at the standings, they're in fourth. They got a couple games in hand still. So to me, if you look great going into the All-Star break, only being four out instead of back to eight.
Given the fact that this was a pretty crucial game and tomorrow is as well, are you happy with the way that your team responded to that pressure tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've talked a lot all season, but we've had a number of different bodies coming in and out. And but I certainly think, you know, the addition of Falk and Golubev have really solidified our D in terms of real good presence back there. They've done a nice job. I thought Falk was a little bit rusty tonight, but overall, love his compete. I think he's going to do a tremendous job helping the penalty kill, which has been one of our problem areas this year. But overall, I thought four lines were going. You know, Luchuk's line was very, very good as a fourth line tonight. And anytime you got contributions from four lines and you feel confident in all three D pairs, and then you've got a guy like Hogberg, who's not played a lot of hockey for us this year because of injury and recall, making some saves. It usually transpires into wins. And thankfully, we got one tonight, and we got to build on that tomorrow.
A couple power play goals, six games in a row with a power play goal after a bit of a rough stretch. What's changed?
I don't think anything really has changed. I mean, certainly I think Ryan Murphy does a heck of a job of making adjustments and making sure that we're on the same page. And I think every power play will go through their lulls in terms of a little bit of a drop-off. I mean, losing Willannon did not help. But I do think Golubev has come in and stabilized one of the units, and he's made a difference back there on the power play in his brief time, so that's important. And then obviously Willannon back tonight. I mean, he's an elite puck mover. And there's a reason why he's played a number of games in the NHL this year. So he's certainly a first power play guy in the American League, and he's certainly showed that again tonight.
And another good performance from Hoggy, back-to-back tomorrow night. Do you put much thought into what you'll do tomorrow?
Well, we're going to talk as a staff here briefly shortly, but you know, he did it last week, and if he feels up to it and feels real good about his game and where he's at physically, I think there's no reason not to go back-to-back with him. And, you know, as we've talked about, it was important to give Gus a mental break last week. And Hogberg has not played a lot of hockey, but I think he has and can be a difference maker, as we've seen tonight, especially the second period. Still tight hockey game. He makes a great save, you know, and that's what he's capable of. So if it's just, if he wants to start and feels good, I suspect we'll go back with him.
Yeah, were you happy with how he responded from that little gap behind the net?
Yeah, I mean, puck play is certainly not one of his strengths. He knows it. You know, Corey Cooper knows it, and they'll continue to work on it. But at the same time, he made that great save. So that kind of was the equalizer. And on top of that, we were able to get a shorty from Balser. So that kind of eliminated that puck play, which, quite frankly, I wasn't very happy about.
Thanks, sir.